Joining me is former Hereford United right back Matt Clark. It was the autumn of 1998 that you joined Hereford United. Was it Ron Jukes that was proactive in bringing you to Edgar Street?
Yeah, I think it was Ron. I've known Ron since I was 15, to be honest. When I was he was the scout that spotted me when I was went to Wolves underground.
Injuries hit you hard that first season. It must have been extremely frustrating because I know you had a few problems at Kidderminster, so you joined Hereford and then you were out of the team quite quickly.
Yeah, I joined and it was a great move for me. I'd had a frustrating time. I'd gone to Kidderminster from Alzo in town, actually. They'd bought me and there was a lot expected, and I had high expectation levels for myself, but I was injured at Kidderminster, and then I come to Hereford and I got struck down with injury pretty much straight away.
What was Graham Turner like as a manager?
Oh, Graham. First of all, he was the best manager I ever had. He was the manager that I respected more than any other manager. I had a number of run-ins with Graham. I wasn't easy to manage myself. I had so much respect for him, and he had an awe about him, and the players feared him, to be honest. And an example of that would be we would be training, be training at the training ground, and Graham didn't always take the sessions. It could have been Ian Rogerson, Phil Robinson, there was Richard O'Kelly. There were a number of different people that we had training us, and the minute that Graham Turner, he kind of come out of the bush, the tempo and intensity of training just tripled, just because of the respect that we all had for Graham, and nobody wanted to let him down.
You're at Edgar Street for a number of seasons. Are there any games that stick out in the memory?
Oh, there was a few. There was some great. I mean, to be honest, my debut was at home to the Doncaster Rovers, and we beat them. And that was fantastic. But there were a number of games. I mean, obviously, you had like the Leicester FA Cup game. You had the York City FA Cup game. There were so many. But we seemed to be involved in the FA Cup so much. There were some really big games, league games. The Yeovil games were fantastic. It wasn't a geographical derby. There was a lot of intensity between the two. There was players that had transferred from sides, so that was a big game, especially the away game actually when we stopped them. I think it could have been 2001 when we stopped them getting promoted to their place. The Rushden and Diamonds game at home when we thumped them. Scarborough at home when we thumped them. The Kidderminster games at home were always great games. There were so many games that stick in the memory. To be honest, I've got so many good memories of the place.
Was it frustrating that for the majority of your career there was no playoff, so the season was technically over just after Christmas?
It was unbelievable. Honestly, it was. I played in a number of different teams. And we gradually got better, and we were all quite often hovering around the third, fourth, and fifth spot. And seasons before that, we would have qualified for the playoffs. And ironically, the season I leave, Hereford got in the playoffs, and it was just, I suppose it was just such love. But no, it was frustrating because then, the conference was different, and the clubs were lobbying for two up and a playoff system, and rightfully they got that in the end, which was fantastic, and Hereford obviously benefited from it.
How much of a disappointment was it to go out to Forest Green in the FA Trophy semi-final in 2001?
That is without a doubt, without any shadow of a doubt, that was the biggest disappointment of my career. Hereford, I had my best years as a player there. I loved it. I think that the support really took to me. I was there for five or six seasons, and I think that would have been the icing on the cake to the trophy. We went into the game. We drew the first leg at the Forest 2-2. We came into the game. We didn't underestimate We didn't underestimate Forest Green at all. It was just on the day we choked and we didn't turn up. And, you know, I'll never, ever forget that. And, you know, I can remember there are not many games. You know, I'm not an overly emotional person, but that really got me. You know, and I still look back. You know, I managed to lose in another semi-final when I went to Telford, but it never affected me. Because I love the club and, you know, I really wanted to achieve and that I've, you know, never played in front of such passionate fans and I wanted it for them. And, you know, I think the old squad, the dressing room that day and the present room boards, it really, really affected us and, you know, it affected us to a man and, you know, there was just huge disappointment.
In your final season at Edgar Street, Richard O'Kelly joined us as coach. Was he a big breath of fresh air?
He was fantastic. You know, I'd known Richard before. I'd worked with him for a little bit. I had a little spell at the Albion, my local side. I played a couple of reserve games and I spent a bit of time with him. And so I knew he was good. But when he came, Hereford forward, because he was enthusiastic. He had great knowledge. He was an outstanding coach, and you know, it was no surprise whatsoever that went on to bigger and better. And you know, he's at Brentford now, and you know, and he's getting but because he's a genuine. There are not many people in football that would say a bad word about Richard. He really is that good, and I think he was outstanding for Hereford at the time.
You left Hereford to join Telford. Was there an element of regret with that move after what happened to Telford?
Yeah, of course there was. I mean, I had such a good rapport with the fans, you know, and the players that were there, your Tony Jameses, your Michael Roses, you know, Gavin had obviously left, but you still had Paul Parry there. So, you know, good young side. And I think I was at the age, I was 28, 29, and, you know, I'd gone up, I'd been offered a new contract at Hereford, and I thought, you know, me and Graham had sat down, and he did see me as an important player for the club, but we both asked the question of, you know, would it be, if I signed, would it be a season too long, you know, and I certainly didn't want to outstay my welcome, and I'd been contacted by Nigel Clough, who was the manager at Burton at the time, and I'd gone and I'd Graham had called me into the office to sign a new contract, and I didn't go to the meeting, and I went straight up to meet Nigel Clough. I was really impressed with what they had to say. I'd actually shook hands on a deal with Nigel. And then that evening I got home and Andy Shaw, the chairman at Telford, he called me because Ron Dukes had left Hereford and he'd gone to Telford, and they wanted to make me the first signing. I told him that I'd agreed a deal with Burton, and to be fair, he came to my house. I was getting married that year. I just couldn't turn it down, and it didn't quite work out at Telford. We ended up going bankrupt and going in admin and then going under. And it wasn't really, although we had a good run in the FA Cup. I really missed the Hereford at times, and you know, I think the supporters rubbed it in my face when we came to Edgar Street, and the person who replaced me was outstanding. You know, Ryan Green. It was Gordon. Winning at Edgar Street 1-0. I think Lee Mills had scored, and then Ryan Green scored an absolute stunner in the last second, and all the players ran over to me and they gave me a bit of stick, but it was banter. And you know, it was a massive regret for me, because obviously I'd always wanted, my ambition was to achieve things with Hereford and go on to get promoted. And you know, ultimately you signed a fantastic replacement who's been outstanding for the club and servant, but if I'd have stayed, would they have signed Ryan? I don't know. And would I have been in the side that got promoted? Maybe. I don't know. It's all ifs and buts. But from me, a massive disappointment. It's the club, certainly, that where my heart is and always will be. And, you know, I'm gutted, to be honest. But that's football, and I didn't have the benefit of hindsight.